Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you.
7:15 now. Whenever Frank Sinatra starts singing to us, Kathleen, we know it's time for your mom and pop to stop by.
Yes.
Joe and Cindy Farini have been doing their My Marriage Matters segment for years on this radio station, faithfully helping us all to grow closer to our spouse in a godly manner. Thanks for coming back on the show, you two.
Thank you.
Good to be with you. Good morning.
So you got an interesting note from somebody about an awkward situation. Can you give us the cliff notes of what happened?
Well, yes, it was really interesting and because, for a couple of reasons. One, because it was an interesting question, but two, this has happened to us. I've started a list like numerous times.
Oh, really?
So this is kind of a fun one, a fun one for us to answer. But they basically said that they had a get together with some friends.
Uh-huh.
So it wasn't didn't sound like a formal occasion or anything, but they were having a get together and then a mutual friend invited someone else and brought them in without asking ahead of time and said, I hope you don't mind, but I invited so-and-so.
And they're like standing there?
Well, this particular one, I believe this is on the phone,
oh.
But I've had it happen, you know, to us and other times to people where they just show up, which, you know, it can be a little awkward.
Just a little.
Just
yeah.
A little.
Oh, no. So what happened? I mean, they're almost forced into accepting the invitation, right?
Exactly. Well, and the situation here is the husband and wife feel really differently about mm-hmm. how they should have handled it or could have handled it and are looking just to kind of find out what we think about it. And so,
they want to know who's right. Is that that's the reason to solve the quarrel?
That's a good point, Kathleen. but, you know, I think when people have a formal invitation, and I think you mentioned earlier about having an RSVP. RSVP, I don't know how you say it in French, but it means the pleasure of your response is requested. And so when you have an RSVP, you should be responding with how many people are coming or who is coming based upon how the invitation was given to you.
Right.
So if I get a wedding invitation and it says to Joe and Cindy Farini, and it should be addressed with your proper titles, but if we got that invitation, then it would just be the two of us who would be mm-hmm. asked to come, and you respond on the card with either one or two of your names. You know, either Joe's going or Joe and I are going or
right.
I'm going. However, I don't just show up with Joey.
Yes.
Because they may have seating arranged
so
and that sort of thing. Yeah, Joey, who is our son, who is an adult with special needs. We don't just show up with him or for that matter, you know, anybody else in our family just because they're visiting for the weekend.
Sure.
So that's just sort of one phase of it.
Oh, yeah. And in fact, I mean, I see this all the time because if someone invites Brian and Sarah Dolan, I have five I could bring. But I presume that if it just says our names, that I know this is just rocket science here, but if it's just the two of us, we're the only ones invited.
Exactly.
But
that's right, exactly.
And it blows my mind that we'd have to even go over this. But obviously that's the case because to some people, they'd get an invitation, Brian and Sarah Dolan, and that means not only my kids, but the neighbors that live next door too. They should come along as well. So,
Sure. And one of the things I find is the people who do that don't usually have hospitality or have entertainment at their house very often.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think if they did and it happened to them, then they would realize, oh, maybe that's not what I should be doing.
But I'm wondering, is this situation where the husband and wife are not agreeing, was it an invitation-only sort of thing? Do you know any other like details?
I don't know anything else about this particular situation uh-huh. here, but I can tell you that as a couple, we need to kind of set the standard or the bar as to who should and who could be invited to a particular gathering. And so before the party even is set, I think you as a couple need to really have a pretty good idea as to what kind of party you're planning to have and who should be invited and who should not be invited.
Mm-hmm.
As already has been expressed already, I mean, you don't want to jump into a marriage reception and crash that marriage by inviting, you know, a bunch of your friends to this thing.
No.
You know, or if you're having a specific, even a ministry-specific, ministry-focused gathering, I mean, it would be inappropriate to have someone come along as well. Or mm-hmm. a fundraiser. We've done fundraisers in the past, and it's just kind of awkward to see, you know, some guy that you don't even know show up at your door. And it's just because someone thought it would be nice to bring him along.
Sure.
And, you know, it's just very, very awkward and just really uncomfortable for us as well. And so, you know, in those situations, I think it is appropriate to uninvite some people to come to the same. But, you know, if they show up at your front door, it's kind of tough. I mean, I'm not going to throw anybody out of my house.
Right.
But if someone asked me the question, you know, can I come to your fundraiser or can I come to your marriage reception with, you know, my five other buddies, you know, the answer is no.
Well, someone might say to you, but Joe, that might risk the friendship. They might get mad at you. What would you say?
I don't have a problem with that.
That a guy. Yeah.
We're confident in that area.
I'm 64 years old here.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Why are we so afraid to do that, though? I mean, so many people just quietly take it and then get mad about it behind the scenes. Why do we have such a hard time saying no?
Yeah, that's a really good point. And I think you know, we need to have a, like as Joe said, have a boundary or set a precedent. And just a couple of quick examples. So one day I was having just a very casual get-together here at our house, very casual. And someone did what this person just said, and they said, oh, I'm going to bring so-and-so. I hope you don't mind. Well, you know what? I really didn't mind. It was just a very casual, you know, hang out in the backyard kind of thing.
Right.
And so it didn't matter. But that person, and I thought, you know, I'm not going to say anything. It's not, that to me was not risking something. It wasn't like a private invitation to a private event where your name is going to be at a table or it's not.
Yeah.
But later that person said to me, did you mind that I invited them? And that was my opportunity to be truthful.
Uh-huh.
And I said, well, you know, because it was what it was, I didn't mind. But it could be a situation where what if you're that maybe for whatever reason, they don't get along or, you know, just what different scenario, it would have been awkward for them to be here. And so I let that person know. I said, so it would kind of be better to say, would you mind if I invited so-and-so? And then I could give you my response.
Sure.
Honestly.
Sure.
But I do remember, too, which was kind of funny, at our wedding, we had someone come to our wedding and they're in line at the reception line. And I said to Joe, I go, who is that? And he told me who it was. And then his mom came up and he goes, oh, she says, oh, I invited this person to the wedding. You know, now we had wedding invitations we sent out. And we just kind of laughed. We're like, well, what are we going to do?
You know? Uh-huh. Totally.
So, you know, so that person just came in. But then on the other hand, if I didn't receive an invitation, I don't think I could have just shown up.
No.
And somebody else told me, just come.
I feel so awkward. But I mm-hmm. think there is, I think that's where you kind of have to know social cues of sorts. Like, is
yes.
this a bonfire or is this a wedding?
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And
exactly. If anything, and, maybe today we're just going to teach somebody social decorum that you don't invite yourself or anyone else that aren't invited. That would just solve this whole problem.
Yeah.
For sure. And for the sake of this couple who's asking this question, I think that one of the things I would want them to know is, as Christians, I would like to think that I am welcoming people to my home because I love them,
mm-hmm.
I love Jesus, and I want them to know him. I want them to see a reflection of me, of Jesus in me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't think I would want, to, as a husband and wife, to have a big argument over this, but I do think that this is a good opportunity for this couple to say, okay, so how would we handle that the next time so that, you know, you're happy about it and I'm happy about it. But then on the other hand, that we're not just making everything so exclusive that only certain people are invited or only certain, you know, things are going to happen our way.
Mm-hmm.
It's 7:24. Some great advice again this week on a touchy situation from Joe and Cindy Farini with My Marriage Matters. Cindy, how can folks reach out to you guys?
Well, we would love to have them come to our Facebook page, which is My Marriage Matters. Stop by there, like it, and you'll hear a little something every day, Monday through Friday, about 9 o'clock, that you can think about, talk about, act upon. And then if you have a question, the best way really is through our website, and that would be joefarini.com or cindyfarini.com.
All right. Thanks, you too. As always, we're grateful for your advice. We'll talk to you next week.
Take care.
Sounds good. Thank you. Bye-bye.